This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Beau again. So today we are going to talk about Biden. We're going to talk about President Biden and an invitation he received and him declining that invitation and where it'll likely go from here, how it'll end up playing out. Okay, so if you don't know, if you haven't heard, Republicans in the House have been running what they are calling an inquiry. And they are looking for some reason, I guess, to impeach President Biden. One of those committees has invited him to come talk. He has said no. But the response was a little bit more descriptive than that. Your committee's purported impeachment inquiry has succeeded only in turning up abundant evidence that, in fact, the president has done nothing wrong. Yet, rather than acknowledge this reality, your March 28, 2024 letter contains the same litany of false allegations that have been repeatedly debunked and refuted by the very witnesses you have called before your committee and the many documents you have obtained. Your insistence on peddling these false and unsupported allegations, despite ample evidence to the contrary, makes one thing abundantly clear. The facts do not matter to you. Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. If you haven't been following the impeachment inquiry, there's no there. There's really not. And they pursued multiple paths, trying to find something, anything, that was really untoward. I am actually surprised they didn't come up with something. But it doesn't look like they have. So, what's going to happen next? There have been rumors and statements indicating that they are going to refer it to DOJ. And that's their big move. Yeah, I mean, that tracks. That's a good political decision. It really is. But it won't do anything, most likely, because most of this stuff is stuff that DOJ already had. So referring it to them isn't going to change their opinion on it. They're just getting the same stuff back with, honestly, I think there's probably more evidence in favor of Biden now than when it started. So then what happens? DOJ doesn't do anything about it because there's no change in what they have. So then those responsible for the inquiry get to come out and say, look, we did our part, but the deep state, they stopped us. That's probably going to be their move. And honestly, with their base, those kinds of shenanigans will probably work. And it will probably be believed among some of their base. But my guess is that's how this is going to play out. Biden declined the interview. They'll rant and rave and say, you know, look, he doesn't want to talk in public or whatever. Then they'll make their referrals, and then nothing will happen. And after a set amount of time, they will come out and demand that DOJ does something, and then they will blame it on somebody. They will frame it in a very conspiratorial way. That would be my guess. It seems like the move they're going to make. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.